from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Friday, September 16th. Coming up, Sinfonia de Camera, the chamber orchestra in residence at the University of Illinois, opens its season tomorrow night at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. We get a preview from music director Ian Hobson in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is condemning Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's recent proposal for a nationwide abortion ban. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Duckworth says her GOP colleagues are showing their true positions ahead of the November elections.
Well, I think it's a very cynical move by Republicans to appeal to their base who don't feel that women should have bodily autonomy and who want to push one religious view onto the bodies of women all across the country.
Senator Graham's measure would ban abortions across the country after 15 weeks of pregnancy, with the exception of rape, incest, and risk the birth giver's life. In the meantime, Duckworth says if voters elect more Democratic senators in November, they can pass the Women's Health Protection Act. That Democratic-led measure would effectively codify the right to abortion services. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Champaign County League of Women Voters is recommending the county do away with its elected executive position just 4 years after its first county executive was elected. In a news release, the nonpartisan group says county government would function better with an elected county board chair rather than the executive position currently held by Democrat Darlene Kleppel. The group came to that conclusion after having a task force study the county executive and other parts of county government for more than a year. It says most counties of similar size to Champaign use the elected county board chair, as the elected county executive has not improved the functioning of the board. They also recommend that Champaign County eliminate its elected auditor position and replace it with a position appointed by the county board that would require professional skills needed to conduct the county's annual audit. The task force recommends the county retain its elected coroner position, which it says is functioning well. The group says requiring that position to be a licensed medical examiner would be a significant additional cost to the county. After 3 months of planning, two local groups hope to create a space today for Latinos to celebrate Mexican Independence Day. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports.
University YMCA and Champaign-based restaurant Maiz decided to collaborate to create an event to celebrate El Grito and Mexican Independence Day. El Grito de Dolores, or the Cry for Dolores, is a battle cry and the start of the freedom of Mexico from Spain on September 16, 1810. Belinda Guyan is the outreach team leader at the YMCA. Guyan helped create this event for the Urbana-Champaign community. She says they have tried to include everyone in the community for the event.
We have invited business owners, Mexican immigrants who want to join the celebration, and there will be an area inside the restaurant where they will be able to sell their crafts or products. The event will include live music, food, and folkloric dancers for the community to enjoy. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear about Sinfonia de Camera's season opening concert tomorrow night at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. A conversation with Ian Hobson is next on 217 Today.
In the new documentary from NOVA, called Ultimate Space Telescope, follow the dramatic story behind the creation of the James Webb Space Telescope. You'll join scientists behind the project on their high-stakes journey to uncover new secrets of the universe. The telescope has to work perfectly, so there's no room for error as they prepare to launch the most complex machine ever sent into space. You can stream this and other science documentaries with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Sinfonia de Camera, the chamber orchestra in residence at the University of Illinois, begins its new season tomorrow night at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The concert will feature music director Ian Hobson at the podium and behind the keyboard as the soloist in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. I spoke with Hobson about tomorrow night's program, which also includes Schubert's Symphony No. 9 in C major and opens with Rossini's William Tell Overture.
Yes, and this is the last opera that Rossini wrote, and he retired for 20 to 30 years and enjoyed his food after that and didn't compose anymore. This is a great overture to a great opera, and of course everybody knows the end of it, which is, you know, the Western Roy Rogers kind of stuff. But the beginning of the opera is really quite interesting. It opens with five solo cellos. And when Rossini wrote this for the opera in Paris, they didn't have five good cellos, so he had to rearrange it to put a couple of violas in there. But we won't do that. We will use our wonderful cellos, and that's how the piece opens. And then there is a section for flute and English horn, and then that gives way to a chase, and then ends up with the fanfare, which we know as the William Tell famous section.
Then you get to sit behind the piano while you conduct for Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. And I always wonder, I know this is something you've done for many, many years, but I always wonder about the challenges of performing and conducting at the same time.
Well, it is challenged. It is challenging, I should say. And it is, but at the same time, exhilarating, because especially a piece like this, there are things that he inherited from Mozart, who used to conduct from the keyboard. And Mozart had these things called Eingangs, which were little cadenzas, which then led back into the orchestra. And Beethoven does this especially in the third movement of this piece. And in a way, when you conduct these pieces, you have to worry about what's the pianist going to do? Is he going to slow down? Is he going to stop? Is he going to, you know, go fast? Am I going to be there at the right moment? When I'm doing both roles, I can just give an eye contact to the orchestra and we're there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a natural event. This is a very regal concerto. It's the most solemn concerto of the five that he wrote for the piano. And it has a wonderful slow movement, which is in E major. He enjoyed going from C to E in his key relationships. And then at the end of the slow movement, which ends on an E major chord with a G sharp on top, that becomes A flat, which is, you know, an important kind of nagging thing in the third movement in C minor, mm-hmm. So it's a great piece of chamber music. It's a great piece of orchestral music. It's very profound. It's in C minor. It's like the fifth symphony, and in that sense, looking forward to it.
And then from there, we go to the Schubert Symphony No. 9, the C major, the Great Symphony. I think called that to contrast it from the No. 6, which was also in C major, the Little Symphony.
Yes, which we performed last season, actually, which is also a wonderful piece. This piece, it comes at the very end of his life. It was never performed in his lifetime. It's a kind of heavenly piece. Schumann described it as being of heavenly length. But why did he even write this? You know, how did he manage to write this in the face of all of the tribulations that he had? He was not in good health. He was never going to hear this piece, you know. Why did he write this extraordinary piece? In a way, it compares very, very favorably with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And maybe he wrote it to have the Ninth Symphony, although it was known as the Seventh Symphony for a while, mm-hmm. because, you know, all these categorizations changed. It's in C major. It's spectacularly written. It's profound in every way, but it has great humor, great humanity, and the more I study it, the more I learn from it. It's one of those pieces.
That's Ian Hobson, music director of the Sinfonia da Camera Chamber Orchestra. The first concert of their new season is tomorrow night at Fullinger Great Hall inside Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly sunny skies today with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal and Luis Velasquez. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.